like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Carolyn Brook, and you're listening to It's Movie Time.
Hooray. Carolyn, could I open with a quote?
Oh, no.
From Susan Sontag. Interpretation is the revenge of the intellect upon art.
And why are you telling me this?
Because we are talking about Room 237.
Ah, right. Okay, makes sense. So Room 237 is a documentary comprised of a bunch of five film geeks. And when I say geeks, they are geeked out about Stanley Kubrick, more specifically, The Shining.
Yes.
I am deathly afraid of the movie The Shining. I saw it when I was like 10 or 11, and it was the scariest thing I have ever seen.
Just a deconstruction of The Shining by people who have become obsessive. And this is as much a film about people who are obsessive about films than it is about The Shining. Now, I saw an exhibit on Stanley Kubrick in Los Angeles at LACMA.
Mm-hmm. And LACMA.
Yeah, it was filled with memorabilia from his movies, his notes. He was obsessively detailed. His IQ was allegedly around 200, and it's very clear from this that he controlled every aspect of that film. So somebody thinking that he has planted symbols, for instance, which is the real English major part of this for mm-hmm. me, it's how can you deconstruct this thing so you can see everything that Stanley Kubrick has placed in there to give the film meaning.
And so this is totally up my alley. I was super excited to see this. But at the same time, I'm so scared of this movie.
Just to remind our listeners, this is the story. Jack Nicholson stars Shelley Duvall. The two of them and their son are managing a vacant hotel somewhere
for the winter.
In the West. For the winter.
And the Overlook.
The Overlook, and it's scary as heck.
It is.
Because they have a maze that Kubrick put in the movie. It wasn't even in the original King novel, The Labyrinth.
And the young boy, Danny. I mean, everyone knows The Shining. We're telling people things they know. Let's talk about the themes they discuss. They say that Kubrick is obsessed with the Holocaust.
The typewriter, which was Stanley Kubrick's typewriter, mm-hmm. that appears several times in the film and actually changes colors. Adler means eagle and would appear to be a reference to the Nazis.
And all the symbolism about the different numbers that are found, the different letters. There's a discussion by multiple people in this movie about the symbolism of Native Americans.
Yes.
And so some people are interpreting this, that this is a movie really about the Holocaust and the mass killing of people with all the blood rushing out of the elevator and things. Others say, no, this is really Native Americans, because you see like them walking in the lobby and there's a picture of a headdress.
Well, image, you have Nicholson there in a close-up, and behind him is the Calumet baking soda with the Indian on it. And the business about the Indians coming, a building on that property, is an old horror film trope.
Right. So here's why I think this is a valuable film. Because it's about films. So if you like films, you'll love this. Oh, what about the dopey thing?
Oh, yeah,
dopey. This is the best. This one you're going to love. Okay. And we honestly are giving you like one or two or three, because this entire 2 hours is based on this.
Yes.
Here's a great example. When Danny goes to see the psychiatrist, the door that's open has a dopey sticker. But when he leaves, the dopey sticker is gone. So the interpretation from one of these film geeks is that this means he was dopey and then he got smart about what Shining was.
Yeah,
they are reading so much into this.
Listen, another one, Room 237. The 237 could refer to the distance, and it is said, between here and the moon. Now, the problem is, of course, it's 238,000. So they're saying it's 237,000. And then Kubrick was the one who directed the phony.
Oh, right.
Phony
and that's
landing.
His nod saying, yes, I did.
I just accept these people as being obsessive. And I know that a lot of what they're saying is just goofy stuff that we as English majors would have done in our early days of trying to pick apart a text.
It totally reminds
meaning.
Me of being in high school.
Oh, it does.
And,
it does.
Watching like The Wizard of Oz with Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon.
Yes, yeah.
It reminds me just of that.
They do that, don't they? Here, they layer the beginning and end of the movie on top of each other.
Yes.
And something comes out. If you go to see this movie, you will enjoy it regardless. You won't be bored.
You won't. That's the truth. It's Movie Time is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at the South Campus Gateway, 1550 North High Street. For the details online, gatewayfilmcenter.com.
It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando and Carolyn Brook. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.